Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exavian Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Good morning to you, the birds.
I love it.
Good
That's
morning.
The way you
got to
come in. Good morning. There it is. That's
yes.
it. That's the intro right there.
That's my intro, so that's what I need to do
yeah,
every
that's
morning.
That's your intro right there. Yeah.
Okay,
until
I find something better. Okay.
There it is.
That's what we're
going
to do. Well, good morning and welcome to the Ice Cream Combos Morning Show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. I am your host, Xavier Rook.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is Thursday, September 3rd. Yo, time be flying.
Yeah.
I'm just tricking.
Man, listen.
And I know we do it all the time, but I'm just so serious. Time be flying. But I ain't mad.
I'm fast enough because CJ ain't back in school yet. So,
now
you just ain't moving fast enough for me. I'm just saying.
What you ain't going to do.
What?
And I'm just saying, that's the truth.
Bless is back in school. You already know how it is when they get to the end of the summer and they bored and they getting on your nerves. You probably getting on their nerves. Well, listen, they ain't got no nerves to get on. Remember when you was little and if you say somebody get on your nerves, they like, you ain't got no nerves to get on. But I'm just
ready.
Got
next
no Tuesday. Nerves. Next Tuesday can't get here fast enough. That's all I'm saying.
The time so you going to wake up like going up.
Watch me. Oh, I can't wait. Goodness. Yes, time is moving. Yes, we got to get in the fall.
I know. And, you know, we've already started with the cool mornings and then the hot days and then the cool evenings.
Yep.
We are officially there. I'm all about it. I'm all about
it. Too. I'm ready.
I got to take my echinacea. Because my nose doesn't start tingling.
Yeah.
You know what that means. You know, when the weather changed, plus, you know, the difference. Because, you know, in Jersey, it was hot. When I came back here, it was rainy. So it was like a climate change. So I need to go ahead and get my echinacea. If y'all don't know about the echinacea, now, we done did the echinacea and cod liver oil lesson before, but I will go ahead and reiterate for those of you who may have missed it. Just guard yourself throughout the winter or for any type of situation or weather conditions that may compromise your immune system. Now, cod liver oil is great. If you feel like you're catching a cold, you feel a cold coming on, you know, you feel like you might be catching the flu, something, you take your cod liver oil. Well, cod liver oil is great if you already feel the cold kind of coming.
Yeah,
like when a cold starts, when you first get that little tingle in your nose or you feel or you got to do
that throat.
You know when you got to do that? That's when you get your cod liver oil.
Yes.
Now, if you feel...
Workshop.
Now, echinacea is kind of works the same way, but echinacea is like an immune system booster. So if you don't feel good at all, like all the way around, flu, you just feel fatigued, something like you go ahead and get your echinacea. Get your echinacea, and it will boost your immune system right away, and you could stomp whatever it is that's trying to climb up on you. You could stomp it right on down. So,
but you know it's odd you said that. You're so right, and y'all listen to everything she's saying because she put me on, and it works. Echinacea actually makes me, if I'm like kind of already in the common cold mode, it'll make me sneeze unbelievably, right? I'll sneeze all day to the point where I feel like I spent my whole day sneezing, and then the next day, the symptoms just gradually just go away. So it does, I guess the sneezing is forcing, I guess, kind of like forcing it out. But it does work. You are so right about that. And I'm so glad I listened to you when it comes to that because Listen to where y'all were. Mm-hmm. Now be knowing.
It'll raise it up out of you. Now it'll raise it on up out of you. Carla right. called me like, huh, why is this, why is this all in, like, my nose is running. I was like, it's coming out.
Right. I was like, I can't stop sneezing. Yes, yes.
I was like, no. It's coming out.
Because knock on wood, me and my family, none of us, if you really think about it, and you know, we were getting, one time, especially CJ, even though he doesn't speak the echinacea, but the cod liver oil, we were getting cold. And now I was happy to tell my doctor when I got a physical the other day, like, you know, I haven't had a cold in. It's been 6 months. It hasn't been quite a year yet, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we got all about this, Abby. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Find out. Yes. Oh, let me go ahead and give you all a good word of the day. I guess I should do that. I mean, it's only right. Now, today my good word of the day comes courtesy of our homie Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon dropped that good word this morning, and basically this is what he wants you to know. Is it going to come up? Is it going to come up? There it is. Thank you. I was waiting. All right, so the good word of the day is no matter where the road takes you and no matter how life turns out, never forget how fortunate you have been to experience the greatest opportunity of all, and that's life. So there you go. That's your good word of the day. Because, you know, sometimes life starts beating you down, and you'd be like, man, I don't need like this.
Right? That's a great reminder. You know how precious life really is.
It is. Yeah. And you listen, I could tell y'all some war stories. 2015 tried to take a sister out every way, shape, and form, tried to beat me down, but I kept on going. I kept on going. So now I'm finally starting to see the light of day now that 2015 is almost over.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, great. Things are great now that the year is almost over. That's just
you
great.
Weathered the storm now. Yeah, but you weathered the storm.
With my echinacea. Look, with my hot echinacea. So, all right, Carla, so listen. Yesterday we were not here, as you all obviously saw, because Carla was out on assignment. So we are back. So now we have 2 days worth of scoop to cover. So we're going to have to move pretty fast today. I'm going to need y'all to keep up with me. I got my running shoes on. 9 times out of 10, I'll probably get tongue-tied, overexcited, start babbling. You know how I do. Y'all been rocking with me long enough to know how I get down. I have been slightly sleep-deprived, and I've been on my Patti LaBelle flow for the past 2 days because I've been a Patti LaBelle for the past 2 days.
Yes,
Patti LaBelle. What is it? Patti Snipes, Patti Murphy, all of them. Just Patti.
Patti Riley.
Ty came up with that one. Patti Riley. So, yes, I have been just very irritable and just feeling kind of petty, but I'm going to go ahead and get my rest. Now, tonight, I'm headed out to the premiere of Rosewood. Rosewood is the new TV show coming to Fox that is going to star Mars Chestnut, and who cares about the rest of the cast? Mars Chestnut is in it, so it's the rest of the cast. Ain't no rest of the cast, bitch. Ain't no cast, bitch.
Dang.
Listen.
Yeah.
Ain't no cast, bitch. Mars Chestnut is in it. That's all that matters. That's all you need to know, actually.
Yes.
So tonight I'm headed over to an event, via Fox. And they will be premiering the new season of Rosewood. They will also give a sneak peek of Scream Queens, Minority Report, starring Megan Good. And we will also see a sneak peek of Empire, which returns on September 23rd. So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm taking the homie Brian Cosine with us, our resident movie guru, Brian Cosine. Let me go ahead and give him a round of applause. Yes, Brian Cosine is our review man. He can write one heck of a review, and I love it because when he writes his reviews, it's almost like just having a homie tell you what went down in the film. It's not all that, all that other propaganda or whatever. He's just going to tell you straight up how it is. So I'm really excited to have him join me for this. So, so that's what I have going on tonight. So 9 times out of 10, I probably won't get a good night's rest tonight. So mind you, tomorrow probably is going to be on 1,000 because, you know, we are already out of pocket on Fridays. And my lack of rest is just, I can't be responsible for my actions. Now, Carla, which one of our celebrity friends or which of our celebrity friends are celebrating birthdays today?
Only two today. We got August Alsina celebrating his 23rd birthday today. Oh,
it's August Alsina birthday.
August. Yes.
That girl was like,
I
August
so
Alsina did a
September.
Good job.
Just missed August.
Selena. All the, yeah, I, Selena. Remember when that girl was backstage in the Two Chainz? Is that your thought? Yeah. She was like, yeah. And yes. August, I, Selena, did a good job.
Yes. He is so young. I didn't realize he was so young. I knew he was young, but I knew he was 23. Young.
God, oh.
Yeah. August is a baby. But, you know, very, very special. Happy birthday to August. And lastly, your boy Charlie Sheen turned 50.
What?
Tiger your boy turned.
Tiger Blood.
We already know what time of
goodness.
We already know how he's celebrating, but, you know, Charlie is, it's good to see Charlie. I hate to say it. It's good to see Charlie still here at 50. I'm not wishing, I wasn't wishing death on anybody, but we all know Charlie is, ooh. Charlie
man, listen.
That spiral he was going down. It was ridiculous that road he was going down. But, you know, Charlie, you know what's so crazy? Charlie Sheen was bae back in the day.
Yeah, he
if
was.
You look at him when he was younger, it's crazy.
How about
you
the fact that
now,
him and Emilio Estevez are brothers? Like, y'all be speaking about Charlie. Charlie Sheen. Ain't Charlie Sheen, like, Mexican or something, Latino?
Yeah, he is Latino. I don't know if he's Mexican, but he's Latino, but they're brothers. That, when I first found that out, I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
How
that,
crazy
that,
is that that he went with Charlie Sheen? Emilio was like, listen, I'm Emilio Estevez, and I'm going to stay Emilio. Charlie was like, look, I'm trying to get a job. He's like, I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to whitewash myself out here, have me a career. But, yeah, look at him now. Please.
But happy birthday, Charlie. So we'll know you'll be
well, I have a special birthday today. I have one of my cousins is celebrating a birthday today. So I want to go ahead and wish my beautiful cousin, I just call her Yaya, but you know, I guess I just can't. But Yahara is celebrating her birthday today. We call her Yaya. That's my boo.
Happy birthday.
So she's celebrating her birthday today. And Layla Brown, Monica and Shannon Brown's adorable 2-year-old little baby girl is celebrating her birthday today. And let me tell you, this little girl gives me so much life. She is sassy. Aww. She's adorable. She's smart. And, honey, she can sing, honey. She be singing just like her mama.
Yes.
She be singing just like her mama. I be getting a kick out of it. Visit icecreamcombos.com to watch her singing happy birthday to herself. Girl, she was singing so good, she had to roll up her sleeves. So shout out to Layla, who is.
Yes.
And I wish
yes.
her a very, very, very special happy birthday. So happy birthday to Layla and my cousin Yaya and to all of our ICCers out there celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to all of y'all.
Happy birthday.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Big story, Kevin Gates, the rapper who kicked a teenage girl in the chest. We got to talk about it. Deonna Taylor is pregnant. We'll talk about that. Got to tell you why Ja Rule is mad at Wikipedia. We'll tell you about why Master P had threatened to put his estranged wife out of their house. We'll tell you about the whole thing with Idris Elba and this James Bond fiasco. And we'll tell you about Kermit. Kermit is in these streets, man. Kermit making the block.
Yeah.
It ain't easy being green.
I can't believe it.
It ain't easy being green. So we'll go ahead and jump into today's show. I want to kick off the show with my jam. Now, I love this song. I don't even know why, because I don't particularly care for this artist. But Jeremiah Clean featuring J. Cole, it is my jam. It happened to my
stripper.
It makes me want to grind on my baby. What's going on with this song? I just don't know. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you. Now, listen, I know it is, roughly 10:15, but I got to play the unedited version of this song. I got to go for the real. Now, I can't play with this song.
Uh-oh.
You got to have that real when you're dealing with this song. Yes, ma'am. So if you are listening to us out loud, I recommend that you reach for your earbuds right now. So this is Jeremiah featuring J. Cole. This is my jam. Planes. Meanwhile, I'll be in the mirror dancing sexy to myself. Be right back.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide. Let that play ass nigga Dumpy be your guide. As we go on the ride, I'm gonna play hating killers and hood niggas thrive. And lame motherfuckers can barely survive.
Catching rolling through the city. Riding with the top off. Man, my whip so big when you in it. Fuck around and get lost. Tell my bitch to let her head up. What the shit cost? Tell me, baby, if you found that lab right now. Hope it ain't sour. No. I can put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make the freaky shit come about her. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud nine, about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about. Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show out. I got you in the air, your body in the air. How I feel up here. You can scream as loud as you want, loud as you can. Ain't nobody gon' hear. Would you like it better if I hit the West Coast? Tell me if you're about that life right now. Hope it ain't tall. I could put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make the freaky shit come about her. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud nine, about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence, girl, when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about.
Cold world.
Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show up.
I got it. Listen, you need a nigga that's gonna come over and dig you out. You need a nigga that you know is not gonna run his mouth. You need a nigga when he done probably gonna put you out. You need a nigga that's gonna put it in your mouth. Dick so big it's like a foot is in your mouth. And you ain't babysitting but my kids all on your couch. And oh, you nasty, oh, you nasty. Both graduated so fuck, keep it in classy. Look, they love me in the shot like MJ. They love me in the shot like Oprah. No nigga can block, not even the Kimbe. Compare to Cole, boy, you're softer than a sofa. And so far, my new shit's so fire. Nigga, check my profile. Who you know make waves in a low tide? Debo, Joe, bitch, now she both eyes. Nigga, little brown nigga in my liver. Pretty brown thing in my bed. Been a long time since I had to ask for head. So goddamn, don't make me beg. But I will if I need to. Cause for real, girl, I need you. I can put you on a flight. We can take off the night. If you scared of height, shit, I got a pill I can feed you.
I can put you in a my high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp.
Sorry, I had to run back from the mirror. I was over there getting it, boy. I was getting it. I was like, at the player club. I was.
You was over.
That's my jam. I'm sorry. Yeah. I literally had to run back from the mirror. Round of applause for Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah don't get his off. That's my ditty right there. All right, so listen, the first thing I want to talk about is this Kevin Gates story. Now, if you follow icecreamcombos.com, you know that we never talk about Kevin Gates. Why? Because we don't do strange. We don't unstable. We don't do strange. Kevin Gates makes me nervous. If I was in the same room with Kevin Gates, I would exit immediately while walking backwards so I could keep my eyes on him at all times so he can't make contact. Kevin Gates is the same dude that talked about putting a girl out of his house because she wouldn't have sex with his dog. He's the same dude that talked about how he found out he was having sex with one of his cousins, but the ukulele was so good that he was going to continue to do it. Ain't no sense in stopping now. It's already been done. Kevin Gates is a very strange dude. Now, here's what's funny. Kevin Gates is one of those dudes that I saw an interview with him a long time ago on The Breakfast Club, and they were talking to him, and while he was strange and I would still have kept a safe distance, he also is one of those people that is on a lot of real talk. See, he's dangerous because he's one of those people that talk that real talk, but he act crazy at the same time. So, you know, it's a little strange. But over the weekend while I was in, it is a thin line. Now, that is true. That is true. It's a thin line between genius and insanity. But I would, I'm inclined to say that he's on the insane side more than the genius side. He might tip over to the genius side every so often when the Lord touches spirit. But while I was in Jersey over the weekend, a story came out about Kevin Gates performing at a club in Florida. Rumors nightclub. He was performing, and a video surfaced of a young lady reaching up on the stage, and you know, like when, you know, rappers and singers or what have you, they're performing, and the people are down in the crowd, and they reaching for their legs and grabbing their legs, and, you know, they just want to touch them, and they want to get their attention, and, you know, they're fans, and they just, listen, a prime example. Now, I'm going to go back. Since it's Throwback Thursday, I'm going to go back. Remember back in the day, Showtime at the Apollo? Homegirl with the Jerry curl that always used to be up in the front.
Girl, what's her name? What was her name?
What was her name?
Yes. Listen,
I can't think of her name.
Miss, I'm gonna look. I'm about to look into it. But real quick, while you say that, people pay for those seats to touch their favorite celebrity, their favorite entertainer. That's why you pay for those seats up there. You understand? That's how it's always been. That's how it's always been.
Homegirl from Showtime at the Apollo set the precedent for reaching up and touching on. Listen, she done tripped people up. I mean, one time she literally, I believe she had one thumb in Keith Sweat's anal cavity. She gets it in. You hear me? She gets it in.
Yes.
So she set the precedent, you know, God rest her soul, for reaching up and touching on fans and singers while they're performing. Well, this young lady reached up from what I was able to see in the video, she reached up. It looks like she touched the bottom of Kevin's shorts or his kneecap or his calf or whatever it was. And that man kicked her in her chest. He kicked her with the power of Grayskull. He kicked her with every root and soul of his ancestors. He kicked that girl in her chest so hard, I saw her spirit.
That was ridiculous.
Move Harlem Shake out of her body and leave out the front door. He kicked her so hard she flew back. He knocked the wind out of her, of course. She claims that she was dazed and confused, and, of course, people in the audience who saw him kick her, that was like, damn, you know, they came over and attempted to help her, you know, get up. So now.
Yes, Eva was her name. Sorry. Eva Isaac was the lady's name. Eva Isaac.
There it is.
Shout out to Lori. Yes, at the same time, I pulled it up. Eva. Okay. But yeah, get that out.
And, you know, so he kicked this girl smooth off in her chest, kicked her in her chest. So then. He's been charged. He has now been charged with simple battery for kicking this girl in the chest. Now, here's the situation. Mm-hmm. Conflicting reports are coming out about what actually happened in the club. The girl, now, some people are saying she wasn't even the one who touched him. They're saying a white girl touched him, but he kicked the black girl in the chest.
Regardless.
Of course, some people are going to put sauce on it. But the affidavit says that the young lady reached up and touched him. I'm going to go by the affidavit. I'm not going to go by hearsay. Basically, the affidavit says she reached up, touched him, and he intentionally and forcefully kicked her in her chest, knocking the breath out of her.
That was ridiculous.
So it was absolutely, I rubbed my chest when I saw it.
You did. And you, like, he was kicking her like he was kicking something, like an object. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you get mad, you just go, you just want to kick something for you. Shout out to all the destructive people that, you know, when they get mad, beat up on things.
Kick over something.
Exactly. Kicking over something. That's it. I couldn't believe it. If you haven't seen that video, like, it's, that video
The affidavit
terrible.
Said the kick was with such force that it pushed the victim back into the crowd. The victim stated that she was dazed and lost her breath. The victim collapsed a short time after the kick. Had to be helped to her feet by concerned fans. The victim left the club, reported the incident to police, and obtained medical treatment later that day. So the Lakeland Police Department has filed simple battery assault, you know, simple battery charges against Kevin Gates for kicking a girl. Now, I've got a few questions that no one else is asking, and I'm not sure why. The young lady is 18 years old. I did a little research on Club Rumors, and Club Rumors is a 21 and up club.
Why
was this young lady in the club? Why was she in there?
Yeah.
And I know, don't be like, oh, don't act like you ain't never had no fake ID and rolled up in a party when you was underage. Well, I can act like that because I never have. I'm sorry, I'm one of those people.
I know that's right.
I never had a fake ID. I never snuck into a party that was you know, I didn't meet the age requirement. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, you know, but it's,
go ahead.
And can they argue
I was about to say
I'm wondering if they can argue, I wonder if Kevin Gates people can argue the fact that girls allowed underage.
There it is. There it is. That, I think that is going to be the loophole for, you know, because, of course, you know, 9 times out of 10, they were probably going to seek some type of monetary damage. He's going to slide her a check, and we're going to all forget about this. But if
right.
they try to, I mean, it's simple battery, so I don't even know how deep that goes as far as the judicial system is concerned. But I will say this. That could be their argument. If it comes down to him having to argue his, because if I was his attorney, that would be my first. That would be my first go-to.
Yeah,
you know, if I was his defense attorney. Yeah, because listen,
she
actually said, right, she shouldn't have been in there. Now, Kevin Gates is, you triggered something. Kevin Gates actually said that the girl was acting out. He's blaming her now. He's saying that the girl was acting out. To piggyback off of what you said, Kevin Gates says, well, he released a song. He didn't actually say it. He used his craft to speak his piece in the incident. He released a song called The Truth on yesterday, and the lyrics reads as follows. He said, all on the news about what happened in Florida, posted on Worldstar iPhone recording. She grabbed my ear, overreacted, I'm sorry. 2-3 times I already warned her, edit that part out. I don't like to argue. My children go with me to every performance. You should have respect for yourself. You're a queen, and you wasn't respecting yourself. Never been disrespected. Now you know how it felt. You don't have to like me. Go love someone else. Here's the thing. How you going to call me a queen and kick me in the chest?
Exactly.
You
can't say that's that crazy.
Was she a
that's
trap
that crazy
queen?
At the range. That's that crazy.
Was she a trap queen? Like, what kind of queen are we talking about? Hood queen? Trap
that,
queen?
Right.
Black
right.
queen?
That's
what
that,
kind of queen we talking about?
Man, that's that crazy.
But you still
oh,
kicked her
quick.
In the chest. Go ahead.
By the way, simple battery is only a misdemeanor. So this thing is getting thrown out. I don't see this yet. It's a misdemeanor in most states. So,
he'll cut her a check. He'll cut her
a check. Exactly. Yep. Wow.
So, now Lori chimed in and said, usually on performances, they lower the age for that event. But you are right, Lori, but I went back and looked at the flyer for that particular event, and it said 21.
Right. Because of all that. They already know what time it is.
Yeah, so it's one of those things, you just never know how it really went down.
No.
You know? But
either
she
way, she deserved that kick. She deserved that kick in
no.
the chest like that, though. But,
no. And how about this, Carla? If she was acting out of order, if she was grabbing his penis, if she was, you know, acting out of character and had to be spoken to more than once, that's what security is for. That's why you tap your boy and say, get her out of here.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's true.
And Kevin Gates, this is not the first instance of him actually getting physical with fans during a show. A video surfaced of him beating up two chicks at a show.
Yeah, and then what is it with women? That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
Well,
what is it with women? Like, is he going to keep it?
But here's my thing.
Right.
At the same time with these women, some of these women are, now, let me preface this by saying, no one ever should deserve to get kicked, hit, punched, smacked, spit on, anything, all of the above, by some random dude or a dude that they know, period, point blank, period. But I have been to shows where I have seen women acting completely out of character, completely, grabbing, pulling, yanking. I have seen videos of women offering oral sex on stage during shows. It is absolutely ridiculous. But you don't kick nobody. You don't hit nobody. You don't drag nobody by their hair. You don't bop nobody with the microphone.
Exactly.
You have security escort them out.
Yep.
That's all, plain and simple, nice and easy.
We're seeing too many of these cases where that, you know, security should step in and they're not. I feel like every week we're talking about an incident going on at a club or a venue where, you know, things are happening and security's. But that was ugly. Like, that's ugly. Kevin Gates is crazy. His ass is crazy.
Absolutely.
You don't catch that fade down.
Absolutely.
You better watch. You better be careful.
Listen, but here's my thing. If the young lady was a Kevin Gates fan, she should already know how he get down.
Yeah, true.
You
that.
Already know he don't
true
mind
that.
Swinging
you know.
On nobody. You already know he's ignorant. You know, so you just got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And y'all young girls, listen, you got to, if you want to be treated with respect, you got to carry yourself with respect. Now, there are instances when we are just attacked and, you know, out from some dude that's out of character, but at the same time, you can't do certain things and not expect a reaction. For every action, there's a reaction.
Exactly.
And when you're dealing with somebody unstable, everybody know you don't test somebody that's unstable, point blank.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Kevin Gates has been exposed. He's been exposed for what he's about. But guess what? This time next week, his show, he might have a show tonight that's already going to be full.
Exactly. They're going to make more.
He'll have a show tonight that's already full.
That's what's crazy about it. It created more of awareness for people that didn't know who Kevin Gates was. There you go.
There it is.
Wow.
Now he has more eyes on him. He has even more eyes on him. So shout out to Kevin Gates. More foolishness. I need to talk about this because when I posted this story last night, it seemed to confuse a lot of our ICCers, and I didn't say much because I was a tad confused myself. Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings player, Adrian Peterson. Adrian was almost on his ninth. There was a young lady, and I assume she's a young lady. She is a massage therapist, and she was suing the NFL star for roughly $2 million, because you know we got to do the, enunciate when we talk about big money like that. $2 million in child support for her unborn child. Now I'm going to repeat that one more time. She was suing the NFL star for $2 million in child support for her unborn child. Now, this massage therapist says that Adrian Peterson fathered her child, and homegirl wanted all the funds for all 18 years of her child's life up front. Where they do that?
Wow. That's insane.
Don't be in shy. They do that at.
Wow.
Like, are you serious?
$2 million.
$2 million.
I'm just
$2 million. She wants all 18 years of child support, which she roughly estimated to be $6,000 a month. She wants all 18 years up front. She wants health insurance, private school tuition, uninsured insurance costs, pre- and postnatal costs, and attorney fees, all before the baby was even born. She wanted all. Brand new socks and drawers. She wanted it all.
Yeah.
Somebody. Adrian told her, girl, adios, Felicia. Bye. No. Negative. Nothing.
Funny. I couldn't believe
it when
I seen it.
TMZ is reporting that the young lady, you know, she's remained nameless in all of this. But they're now reporting that the young lady suffered a miscarriage over the weekend. Now, sad news, my heart goes out to her. It's always terrible when someone loses a child. With that being said, and we're going to have some real talk around these parts this morning. When you're trying to get $2 million in child support for an unborn child that you didn't even have a DNA test to prove the man even is the father of the child, what is the likelihood of you suffering a miscarriage?
Exactly. Wow.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But the irony of you suffering a miscarriage after you tried to sue somebody for $2 million for the child.
That's
But guess what? Just because she suffered a miscarriage, it ain't over. No, ma'am. How about homegirl reportedly saved fetal tissue to still conduct a DNA test so Adrian Peterson can pay for her medical costs and then pay her for pain and suffering for having a miscarriage and going through a miscarriage? Child, I got to go. Let me pack my stuff. I got to go. Really? So first you was going to try to get $2 million in child support for a child that wasn't even born. A DNA test hadn't even been conducted to prove this man was the father. Now you had a miscarriage. Now you done saved a piece of the baby so you can get a DNA test and still prove that he the father so he could pay for your medical costs. And then you're going to sue him for punitive damages for pain and suffering. Girl.
Crazy.
Bye. Let me tell you something about Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, I told y'all I don't like him. I already told y'all I don't like him.
Right.
This dude is a low-down, dirty dog. And I'm just going to say it just like that. Because while all this is going on with the $2 million lawsuit, the miscarriage, the, you know, the post-miscarriage lawsuit, his wife at home pregnant.
He needs to get a snippet. Adrian Peterson is sick, man.
And what's good with him? Because this is, even though this child was allegedly his, this is the second child he done had die on him.
Yep. That's crazy.
What's really going on?
Something ain't right. Yeah. You gotta watch how
I
you
do
live.
Not like this dude.
Is nah, me neither.
I don't like this dude.
It's so crazy because I used
dummy.
To love him. Yep.
His wife
is
a whole dummy. Shout
there
out
she
to her.
Is. Crazy.
I don't mind calling her a dummy. You at home pregnant, and another chick suing your man because she's pregnant too. Listen, she if she hadn't even had, well, no, we've seen worse. Now, I can't even say that because I was saying we have seen people sue people who never even had sex with them. So I can't even say that.
Yeah, true that.
But
and who knows who else is out there pregnant? Adrian is just
okay.
Trifling. As long as he's traveling, he's smashing.
His wife better than me because we would be having sex with Saran wrap bags. He wouldn't get close to me. I had him wrapped with the top of his head right down to his toes with Saran wrap before he got on top of me.
You
forget that.
I know that's right.
Yo,
yeah.
Man.
For real.
Mm-mm. Wow. Absolutely. Yes. So we got some breaking news. Your boy, Tom Brady, he done beat the flake gate, and the judge done overturned his suspension. Tom Brady walked out of court like, you're the best around.
Yep.
Keep you down.
I'm not surprised, though. I'm not even surprised. I knew it wasn't. Honestly, I think we all.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Let that have been Sherman coming up out of court with the flake gate.
Exactly. I know that's
okay.
Right.
Let that have been Sherman.
Football is never going to be the same. That's why I can't. I mean, I still love the NFL, but it's not the same. Man. Like, this is going to change. You obviously cheated.
Cheating.
Yeah, what's that? It's crazy. But I'm not surprised at the verdict. Wow.
Not surprised at all.
Like Jay
all
Diddle
so
said in the chat room, another slap on the wrist for the Golden Boy. And that's just the truth.
There it is.
He said that
that's
perfectly.
A slap on the butt. He'll enjoy that more.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk about Let's go ahead, since we talk about some dramaticals, let's go ahead and slide over to Master P's crib and make him say, Now, Master P and his wife, Sonya Miller, Lord Jesus, I need a judge to move swiftly and settle this mess once and for all because Master P, you know what? I actually feel
it's
sorry
out of control
for
now.
At this point, I don't even care if Master P right or wrong. I just feel sorry for him.
I do.
I don't know Master P on a personal level. I know Master P look petty. I know Master P done a lot of petty stuff in his life, like including copying off of everything that was hot out in the streets and trying to flip it and make it work for him. I know how Master P get down, but my heart just goes out to him because there is nothing more difficult than two people, somebody that you used to love, turning into one of your enemies.
Yeah.
Someone that he built an empire with, turning into his arch nemesis. Man, let me tell you something. I'm surprised Master P ain't had Sonya Miller killed. Now, this is not a suggestion. This is just me talking out loud and thinking aloud.
Nah.
I am really surprised.
But that's a rough
talk. I am really surprised. Sonya, Master P and Sonya are going through a divorce. I think they were married, what, about 21 years? I mean, they spent a long time together before they decided to get rid of each other. It just didn't make any sense whatsoever, but whatever. So now the latest incident is Sonya, she's quick to run to TMZ. She keeps TMZ on the horn. Anytime she want to embarrass Master P, anytime Master P make her mad, she calls TMZ.
Yep.
So Sonya ran over to TMZ and told TMZ that her and Percy, that's Master P's real name for those of you who didn't know, her and Percy still going through it. They going to court. They still battling it out. And Percy filed legal documents saying that he was going to stop paying rent on their home in Calabasas where she resides with their kids. Then he threatened to have her SUV repossessed. She said, "Dear Lord Jesus, if he repossessed my SUV, I don't know what I'm going to do because my vertigo and my hernia are going to start acting up if I got to walk out here in this hot valley sun." Okay. All right, Sonya. Okay. All
right,
Sonya.
Right.
Then she says, "And he cut off my cell phone and the cable cut off." Well, Sonya, listen. Now, I know it's all going through a divorce. And I know that you're living in a house in Calabasas. For y'all who don't know, the type of people who live in Calabasas are the Kardashians. You know, that's Calabasas, where those type of folk live. So you living in a house in Calabasas that Master P is still paying the rent on, and you complaining because your cell phone turned off. Boo,
your
what
cable.
Do you do for a living?
Exactly.
What do you do for
where
a living? Are you literally...
Where is your chain?
Like, are you literally lining up all your bills and just waiting for Master P to pay them?
That's what I'm saying. And she don't have any kind of chance. Like, she where's her own money? All these years?
Ain't no independence nowhere,
you ain't
got
bitch. Your own bread? Obviously.
She said, ain't no bread, bitch. Percy going to pay
you. Right?
She said, Percy going to pay.
Obviously.
So here's the
word.
Thing. Now she says that Master P had the security guards at their gated community turn her around and not even let her get back access back to the house. So he done evicted me out of my house. I can't even get back to my house. Like, ooh, what? You can't even get back to your house. Sorry. Well, this is what Master P said. Master P said, look here. He said, Sonya can go back in the house, but I got a few rules. And I ain't mad at his rules. He said, look here. If I'm paying the mortgage in that house where my kids stay, you and your boyfriend ain't going to be laying up in the house that I'm paying for. And you and your little friends ain't going to be up in here partying all day and night, and they spending the night and laying up in the house where my kids go to school. Now, I can't be mad at Percy for that.
Nah, not at all. He paying it. It's his own.
If you want to have a boyfriend, your boyfriend better be able to pay the mortgage in this house if he want to be laying up and parlaying in the crib. Now, if he can't pay the mortgage in the house, then he don't need to be in there.
Exactly.
And some people were like, well, look, she helped Master P. When Master P, they sleeping on floors, and then Master P was trying to get his career off the ground. And all. We know that. But what we talking about, listen, and that's why he's doing what he's doing for her now. He's still paying for her to stay in the house. He still, look, he said she had to know to get mad because he wouldn't buy her a new car. That's why he told her he'd take the one you got.
Man,
she wanted a new car.
She tripping. She tripping.
Your girl
and you
want to
take care of your
off
man.
Off the chain.
Yeah.
She off the chain.
Bugging. I feel bad for him, too. So this is not even over. This nonsense. This foolishness. It's ridiculous.
But I got to pull Master P card with my third eye. I got to pull Master P's card with my third eye. Let me just read to you a little bit of what Master P wrote. He said, my priority is to provide a safe environment for my family. She's a grown woman. She's free to do whatever she wants outside of the home. But I'm not going to allow access to her boyfriend and partying friends to come over and sleep where my kids are. She's barely there. She doesn't even take my kids to school, and my 16-year-old failed all of her classes last year under her mother's lack of guidance. Scratch the record. Where was your guidance?
Yeah, because where were you at? Yeah.
Hashtag, where were you?
Yeah.
Hashtag, where were you? That's where I got to stop.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me put an in it. Master P, where
right.
were you? Listen,
yeah,
my baby in second grade, and me and my husband sit in the bed, and we talk about how we could step up, how we could keep her on track, what we can do to make her stronger in school. She in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
How you got a whole 16-year-old who failed the whole school year?
Yeah.
She failed
not
everything.
Not just a semester, the whole year. Because I get what he's saying at first, because it's like, all right, she ain't doing the shit else. You know what I'm saying? But once you've seen that she's failing, you going to let her fail the whole, I'm like, you, the whole year? That's your fault as a man. That's you.
And my thing is this. Master P, after the first semester, you ain't had no clue your daughter was failing?
Exactly.
How
exactly.
it ended up being the whole year? Now, I do know they were having some custody issues at one point in time. Remember the time she said Master P kidnapped the kid when he came and got him when she was out partying? So it's a lot of mess.
Insane.
And I just pray that the Lord come through and sort this crap out, because he's the only one that can fix it at this point. I need a judge to implement some laws and rules and regulations, but I'm going to need the Lord to come in and touch it and fix it, because this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely
insane.
Ridiculous. Master P talking about, I ain't see her having no problems with her vertigo and her hernia when she was parlaying on the beach or Instagram.
I know that's right. Exactly.
Now you can't walk because the sun going to make you stroke out. Oh, okay.
Lie.
Okay.
She needs to stop playing. It's trifling.
Yeah. Say a prayer for the Miller family, because they going through it. They going through it over there.
Yeah.
That's some foolishness.
Yeah. Especially them kids. I feel bad for the kids. They know what's going on. They read social media. They say, hey, mama acting a fool, running the TMZ.
Yep.
Come on.
It's a mess. all the way around. Just a hot, hot mess. Dancing with the Stars. Now, I know some of you are fans of Dancing with the Stars. Every year, I always say I'm going to watch Dancing with the Stars, and I don't. And I got to do better. Because every year, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to watch. I was supposed to watch last month when Auntie Patty was doing her thing. I didn't. So, you know, I just got to do better. But with that being said, yesterday they announced the cast of Season 21 of Dancing with the Stars. And we got a few ICC celebs who will be competing this year. Congratulations to Tamar Braxton, Paula Deen, Chaka Khan, Kim Zolciak, Bierman. Was it Nick? What's the guy? The guy that sings? Nick. I can't even think of his name right now. Nick Carter is joining the cast. Now, Paula Deen is not an ICC celeb. Let me just go on record saying that. We talking with that shady chest like that. Paula Deen is for our amusement only. At this point, Paula Deen has ran out her welcome with us, so she is for our amusement only. Here's the situation. They all will be competing. I'm looking forward to seeing Chaka Khan because, you know, Chaka Khan is
big. I love Chaka. So. Yes, she is.
Okay, quick question. Who was more big back in the day? Chaka Khan or Pam Grier?
I gotta go with Chaka because of the voice, because of the singing. You know, the singing wins me over every time. So the voice, I gotta go with Chaka Khan. I mean, don't get me wrong,
Chaka
Khan.
Then maybe I can Chaka Khan.
Pam Grier, body though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. Yes, you better get it.
I said I love you, man. Chaka Khan, let me tell you something about Chaka Khan. And she's still fine. She be wilding out when she be drunk on stage, but Chaka Khan.
Yeah, she do. I love her. You gotta love her.
I love Chaka Khan. Yes. So if you haven't, visit icecreamcombos.com to see video of Tamar, Paula Deen, Kim Zolciak, and Chaka Khan doing the whipping nay nay. That's all I'm gonna say about that. About that.
Yes. Hilarious.
Yes.
No problem.
So, you know, congratulations to all of them. I will definitely try to tune in because I need to see Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to that. So I will tune in, and I'll see if I might watch one time, see if Paula Deen throw her hip out. So I'll be tuned in at least once.
And you're right.
Y'all have to remind me, though. You
or she fall something, trip up something.
So I'll be tuning in now. For those of you who are fans of the show, just a quick reminder to let you know that season 21, I believe it begins this month, and the date is September 14th. So it's not that far away.
Okay.
So get ready. Check it out at 8 p.m. on ABC. So Dance with Stars for all you Dance with Stars fans. Some more TV scoop. For those of you, do you watch Survivor's Remorse, Carla, on Stars?
No. Okay. No, but I want to check it out.
All right, well, good luck. I watch it only because, you know, I try to support a black TV show. I mean, it's another one of those shows that could be so much better than what it is, but it is what it is. And they've already been renewed for season 3. So congratulations to the cast and crew of Survivor's Remorse.
Okay.
Now, the you know, Mike Epps is on there, and Mike Epps saves that show a lot because, you know, he's just so rude and ignorant and crass, and you just got to love it on the show and off the show. But, yeah, so Mike Epps kind of carries the show on his back. But every so often it'll have a moment, but for the most part, I don't think it's that great of a show. I think it can I think they could. Even Tichina Arnold, our girl Tichina Arnold, Pam, she's on the show, I don't know. I just feel like it could just do so much more. But I mean, listen, who am I? I'm just a radio show host and a blogger. I'm not a TV screenwriter or nothing like that. But yeah, man, they could come with a lot more. That show has potential.
Okay.
You know, they just really haven't expounded on it and taken advantage of it, as far as I'm concerned. But you know, shout out to them anyway. So let's get into some baby scoop. Tiana Taylor.
Let it be.
It wasn't a couple weeks ago that we said Tiana Taylor shut down pregnancy rumors. She showed a picture of her super flat stomach. Tiana was telling a hot lie. Tiana is pregnant to death. Tiana is about 6 months pregnant. She and her boo, Iman Shumpert, he plays for the Cleveland Cavs now, right? Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay, there it is. Yes, he made the announcement, which I thought was super sweet, because usually women are the first ones to run and be like, we had a baby, hashtag. Bye. Hashtag y'all mad. Hashtag my snapback gonna be crazy. Hashtag no stretch marks. Hashtag you mad. You know, usually all that. No. Iman
right.
Schumper took to his Instagram account and wrote the most beautiful message ever to Tiana, announcing their pregnancy. He said, when a man loves a woman, how she was born to be loved, procreation is the best blessing you can receive. He said, I couldn't be more happy to share my first child with the woman I intended to have my family with. I was like, that's so sweet.
That's too sweet.
Yeah, visit icecreamcombos.com to see the rest of the message. Super sweet. The baby is expected to arrive at the top of 2016. According to Iman, it's a baby girl. And they plan to name her Junior. I hope this is a joke.
That's where I was.
I hope it's a joke. I mean, but you know, with these young people, they just do all kind of stuff. Always, you know, sometimes people try so hard to be different, they become stupid.
Yeah.
You know what they always teach you? Be different. Be different.
Yeah.
Sometimes
y'all
go too
far.
Being different is supposed to be
far.
A natural progression. You know, being different is supposed to come to you naturally. When you got to force it and try to name a little girl Junior, that's when you start wilding.
Yeah.
So, but congratulations to them. They are definitely a sweet couple. You know, I look forward. Both of them are in shape, so I expect the baby to come out being able to body roll and dunk the ball. So, you know, just shout out to both of them. Here's the thing. While I'm very, very happy for them, now I'm not going to be Patti LaBelle, but I'm going to try to hold back a little bit. We've seen this happen a million times, and I'm a little scared. Because it was just a couple months ago that Brandon Jennings was announcing his baby, announcing Tay's pregnancy, and then a couple weeks later, he was like, on to the next. So I just hope that they are able to stay together. I would love to see them get married when they're ready. We don't want any shotgun weddings because you know how that always ends. I would like to see them go ahead and make things official, you know, if they're really, really serious about spending the rest of their lives with each other. Now, speaking of making it official, I just happened to fly across this. Haven't had a chance to really do my research and dig into it, so I'm going to just put it out there so you guys have a heads up. Monique Slaughter, Lil Fizz, Baby Mama, Love and Hip Hop, Hollywood. Mm-hmm. According to her Instagram page, she posted a cryptic message that led me to believe that she and Rich Dollaz are now engaged.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
And according to the Super Trailer, Rich Dollaz then slid from Love & Hip Hop to New York across the state to slide on over to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood to give Monique a storyline. So here's the thing. I'm really surprised to see anything about them being engaged or being so deep in love. You know, Monique talked about how, you know, she was so hurt that she was one of those people who wouldn't let herself find love and all this other stuff until Rich came along, and she ended it with a on-bended knee moment. So I'm like, okay, well, either they was praying, she was giving him some dome, or he proposed to her. Because those only on-bended knees I'm familiar with at this point in time in my life. So it's only one of the three. And then she ended it with saying, I do for the rest of my life. So I guess he proposed to her.
Wow.
I'm waiting to see a ring. Knowing Rich Dollaz, he probably gave her behind a Tootsie Pop. Because listen, Rich Dollaz stay in jail behind some unpaid child support. All I'm saying is he don't need no more kids, Monique. That's all I'm saying about
that.
He don't need no more kids.
None. Not at all. He's another one.
Yes, nada, zip, zilch. Can we talk really, really quickly about Idris Elba and this whole James Bond thing? Because I had problems with this. Now, the writer, Horowitz, I guess I say his last name, he's the writer of the latest James Bond novel. He had the nerve to tell the Daily Mail that he feels like Idris Elba is a bit too street to play James Bond. Street, bitch?
Wow.
What you mean, bitch?
Yeah.
What you
mean?
Idris Elba?
That's
crazy. Oh, you talking about Stringer Bell, who kept a fresh pair of specs on in a three-piece suit, even when he was dealing drugs on the streets of Baltimore? You talking about street? Oh,
exactly.
Okay. You talk about the first man to grace Maxim magazine by himself because he's so fly, couldn't no bitch stand next to him to hold him down?
Okay.
You talk about that, Idris Elba? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I'm going to let you finish, Harwick. I'm going to let you finish. Listen.
Yeah, he played
Idris Elba ain't got no worries. Idris Elba don't have no worries. Listen, my Golden Globe winning favorite actor, he posted a message, and he basically posted a picture of himself smiling. He was like, yeah, I'm smiling. You know, he said, basically saying, listen, I'm on some happiness. I'm not feeding the negativity. And
that's
then he hit him with the streaks, taught me that. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Ha, there it is.
Taught me that.
I love it.
At
you gotta
point,
love it.
Listen, absolutely, Idris has reached a point in his career where if they don't give him Bond, it's not a strike against him. It's a strike against
it's
y'all.
It's a strike against them.
Idris,
yep,
listen,
so right.
Y'all the ones slipping on that pimping. Y'all make Idris Elba James Bond, it's going to change the entire landscape of this Hollywood flow. Y'all not y'all, okay, y'all don't want to hear
you
me.
Better sell
y'all
me.
Not listening.
Exactly.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all don't want to hear me. I'm going to mind my business.
Nah,
y'all not ready, so I'm going to mind my business. I'm going to keep it quiet.
Nah.
I'm going to kill the cut. But listen, Idris Elba ain't hurt to be nobody's Bond. Y'all hurting yourselves.
Nah.
You better wake up.
Exactly.
Get with it real fast.
Yeah, he's always
and get
himself.
With it.
He played himself.
Always
that
playing
one.
Himself. Speaking of playing himself, thank you for that segue, Carla. Ja Rule.
Sure.
So Ja Rule mad at Wikipedia now. Ja Rule blasting Wikipedia.
Poor Ja Rule.
Because they said he's 5 foot six and he really 5 foot nine. Really?
Child.
5 foot nine. Really? Really, Ja Rule? You 5 foot nine? Oh, okay. So Ja Rule is upset with Wikipedia because they posted that he is 3 inches shorter than what he really is. For all of you who say size don't matter, it is a hot lie. Size has always mattered. Size has always mattered. And for Ja Rule, it's a matter of 3 inches. Now, I could tell you several different ways 3 inches can make a difference in your life. But I'm gonna bypass that because it's one show.
You're
so
not right.
With that being said, not this show. But see, y'all in the gutter because I was thinking, look, two cars could come in, almost collide each other
no,
3 inches, stop
no,
y'all from colliding.
Nah. You're not going to do that. No, you're not doing
listen,
that. Listen, you're not setting
me up
like that.
What would a $5 foot long be if it was 3 inches short?
True that.
$5 if it was 3 inches short.
You
want to
use a $5 foot long now? I'm just saying.
$5
foot long.
Okay, not right now. Okay. Inappropriate zone. Sorry, I went too far.
Yeah,
I'll reel it back in. So, Ja Rule took to his Twitter account and said, Wikipedia is the most inaccurate-ish ever. Laugh out loud. How they still in business? Anyway, somebody fix my ish.
He's
I'm 5'9", not 5'6". How they stay in business?
Exactly.
Because he 5'9", not 5'6".
Hollering.
But then your boy was so dead-a that he went and got a photo. His mugshot photo of him standing up against the line to prove that he is really 5'9".
Yeah.
His mugshot, really, Ja Rule? His mugshot.
Yeah. Insane.
So then, of course, you know the internet.
That's why I created Wikipedia, too, because the fact that he said they need to, at least they need to go out of business.
Be out of business.
Yeah, be out of business.
Yeah. So, of course, you know the internet's had fun, and they start clowning him. And he said, you know what? Yeah, it sucks living in my mansion and trying to figure out which car to drive. Hashtag the struggle. Bye, Ja Rule. On that note, I'm going to close right out. Kermit, we're going to come for your green tail tomorrow. I'm saving Kermit for tomorrow. Because I got some things I got to say to Kermit. I'm going to save Kermit for tomorrow. So, guys, thank you much for tuning in today. Glad to be back. Feel free to connect with us on all of our social media accounts. We are Ice Cream Combos everywhere. And we would love to hear from you.
Yes. Also, subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review.
Absolutely. And don't forget to download the free Ice Cream Combos app. It is available now in the App Store and on Google Play. And time is winding down. The ICC5 party is coming. It is coming.
Yes.
You got to be ready, y'all. It's getting ready to go down. We are looking forward to celebrating our 5th anniversary. So, October 10th, Atlanta, Georgia. Visit icecreamcombos.com or open Ice Cream Combos app to get your tickets. And we'll love to see you there. And after you buy your tickets, hit me up and be like, I got my tickets. So I can be like, okay.
Yes.
You come know what you're wearing. Okay. Yes, let us know. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. All right, guys, so have a fantastic day. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll tell you all about Rosewood, you know, the premiere I'm going to tonight. And I just love you guys. So see you tomorrow. All right, guys, ICC.
We all we got.
Peace.